direction the college is taking right now is moving away from the liberal arts.
This is Kelly Craig, WRPR News. Professor Castellanos is one of the many faculty members at Ramapo College to see a shift from the school's liberal arts foundation to prioritizing the more technical majors offered. Faculty members and students alike are feeling the consequences of this transition. Professor Hanjin is an associate professor of anthropology and holds the chair of the college's tenure committee.
Can you describe the atmosphere faculty members are working in?
I would say this is probably the most tense atmosphere the entire 9+ years that I've been working here. It's largely, I think, because of the financial crisis.
Professor Castellanos explains the pressure put on the faculty board from many different angles.
It's been tense, both in terms of the faculty as a whole working without a contract vis-a-vis the state, but also vis-a-vis the administration.
What are some of the consequences to a stressed faculty board?
Well, I feel like it's had real impact on all of us. We feel very uncertain whether we'll be able to continue to offer the curriculum that we're offering. We feel like there could be negative repercussions for making public statements. Everybody feels very anxious and uncertain about the future.
How are you as a professor coping with the stress of working in an environment such as this?
Knowing that we're all in this together and communicating more with the students.
How is this also affecting the students?
The more they learn, the more they become angry and frustrated. And I've said that, one, the faculty is not fully recognized. They're frustrated in the direction the college is taking as well. And they're frustrated that tuition keeps going up.
Sarah Gallo, a junior literature student at Ramapo, created a petition in response to professors expressing concern about the longevity of their programs.
Showing that students support the liberal arts foundation of the college, but it's also throwing our support behind the professors.
Gallo has over 300 signatures and continues to gain support. I'm Kelly Craig, WRPR News.